are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I believe we have a recording of Alexander Graham Bell's voice. Don's working on that now to see if we could get that clip, and we will try to play that for you. I always think that's cool, right? You know, anything that has to do with history, as well as the grandfather of broadcast, right? 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 If it wasn't for Alexander Graham Bell, you all wouldn't be able to hear my voice. Right, every single day, 3 hours a day, right? So, well, 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and then an hour on Saturday, but that's neither here nor there. Still, so we need to pay some homage to Alexander Graham Bell. Be interesting to hear his voice. We got a recording of it, so we'll talk about that. We will also talk about, again, soda. Now I think they're linking it to just one or two soda drinks a day is going to make you diabetic. Why is that happening? And are you screwed? And remember, Obamacare is coming. Okay, can't get diabetes now with Obamacare. You could have gotten diabetes 10 years ago. You would have been fine. But now with Obamacare coming around the bend, you're in a lot of trouble. More scoop on the Boston Marathon bombers. Apparently, the 19-year-old, once he read his Miranda rights, now he's keeping quiet. All right, no shock there. And then some sneeze scoop. What does your sneeze tell us about your personality? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your comments, your compliments, your donations. No, I'm not allowed to ask for donations. I was watching one of the old Pawn Stars, right? You know, old man's like, did you want to pawn it? Did you want to sell it? Did you want to donate it? You know, I don't know why I don't do that. We should. We do. We take donations for other charities. That's, you know, we do. Like, you know, do a clothing drive for St. Jude's and things for Fast for Kids, so we should do that. So if I ever ask for donations, I have to specify which charity it's for. Otherwise, you guys think it's going to the Dr. Dahlia Fund. And we don't have a Dr. Dahlia Fund, so I can't do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yeah, don't donate anything until I tell you guys, you know, when and where to donate and what you're donating for. But thank you, though. All right, now, this is an interesting email. All right, it looks like this is somebody who doesn't listen to the show a lot. That's okay. Let's cut him some slack. His name is William. Cut him some slack. Okay, don't yell at him. Okay, here we go. Doctor, you discuss medicines on your show, but you are forgetting the most powerful medicine out there, faith. Why don't doctors, I'm sorry, he's misspelled some things. Doctors recommend prayer as much as they recommend pills. He's obviously missed my show. We talked about power of prayer. We talked about that. I always throw in a prayer. Absolutely. No, William, you're right on. Just, you gotta listen to the show more often. Yeah, we do. We talk about that a lot. In fact, a study came out, all right, talking about how psychiatric patients could actually benefit if they have a level of faith. All right. And they said patients with higher levels of belief in God were twice as likely to respond to treatment as those with no or little belief in God. Now, we did a show on this a couple years ago, but it's always a great topic. And for any of you that have had, you know, phenomenal experiences with prayer and how, you know, when medicine failed, prayer, you know, got you out of the bind and, you know, the power of prayer. Love to hear your stories. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And again, it doesn't so much have to be if you are Jewish, if you are Christian, if you are Muslim, if you're Buddhist, Hindu, etc. I believe the reason why there is that power of prayer is because you have that faith, you have that optimistic, positive thinking. You know, we've talked about how stress eats us up. Now, I'm not saying an atheist has more stress than a non-atheist, but when you're going through the possible cancer diagnosis, and I've had to go through that a couple times, or, you know, worrying about if you're going to, you know, make it through the surgery, etc., knowing that you have somebody watching over you, whether it be an angel, whether it be God, whether it be You know, your relatives up there in heaven, knowing you have somebody watching out for you and someone you believe you're communicating with, does seem to put you in that less stressful state. There were studies that were done showing that people that prayed before they had a procedure required less pain medicine after. You know, there is scientific evidence, all right? But is it scientific evidence that God exists and, you know, God's the one that's causing you to be, having less pain? Or is it your strong belief and your strong faith that's helping decrease your stress levels, your cortisol? Either way, I'm fine with it. I would be lying if I said I didn't pray for my patients, or I didn't even tell my patients that I prayed for them. Oh, hell yeah. Whenever I'm, concerned and, we're getting, ready for a biopsy, sending them off for biopsy, I tell them. We had a gentleman where, he was having some horrible, horrible head pain and neck pain. So as we did some scans on him, they found some masses in his lungs. Because when you do a neck CT, it takes a piece of the, it shows some clippings of the lungs. So picture clippings of the lungs. So we decided to then CAT scan the lungs, and he had a pretty decent mass in his mediastinum, center part of the chest, with all the blood vessels, and with the big source of blood vessels. Then we ordered a PET scan, and it lit up. PET scans can light up if you have cancer. It can also light up if there's inflammatory issues or whatever. So this guy thinks he's got cancer, no doubt. And I'm like, look, okay, you're going to get it biopsied. You're going to be seeing the cardiovascular surgeon get it biopsied. But I don't know about you, but I pray. And I'm going to pray for you. And I just don't feel bad about this one. I don't. And luckily, sure enough, thank God, okay, not cancer. He's recovering well, did well with the biopsy. We still don't know what the hell it was. We're waiting for that to come back. But, I really, really believe that if you do have a faith, use it. Now, I would not suggest that if you do have breast cancer, to just pray and not undergo the therapy. Okay, I think medicine can be an adjunct, okay, and a very effective adjunct, but including prayer or your faith in your healing process while you're using modern medicine is, I think it phenomenally increases your chances. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again. And with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you over the break had asked about blood pressure and prayer. Didn't want to come on, which is fine. Why are you guys so shy, right? I mean, you know, yeah, it's not like you get a full exam on this show. All we do is we talk about, you know, medical issues and we answer your medical questions. Of course, at the grace of God and thanks to Genesis Communications Network and Don for working the dials. See how I transition that? I always like to thank them, you know, at the 18 mark of the hour. And you see how, yeah, I was able to transition that. But absolutely, there was a study. I'm sorry, I don't remember which one. There was a study that looked at prayer and how it lowered blood pressure and heart rate. All right. But here's the thing. You know, remember, I'm a medical doctor. I'm a family medical doctor, board certified in family medicine. As much as I am an advocate of prayer and I'm a fan of it and I do it myself and I pray for my patients and I pray with my patients. You know, I still love the pharmaceuticals. OK, I love the pharmaceuticals. And the reason why is even if you could lower your blood pressure by prayer, whether it's your way of meditating, whether it's your way of relaxing, lowering your blood pressure, lowering your heart rate, if you're not doing it 24/7 and you still have that genetic potential for that blood pressure to spike, then I'm not doing you any service not prescribing you a medication, all right? I do believe that when we do start to get stressed or we do get really ticked off at the kids or we get ticked off at our spouses, you know, taking that time to cool down and calm down, a lot of us, we just, you know, listen to some music, or, you know, we take a hot shower or whatever. I think prayer is great. You know, prayer just kind of takes your mind off of things and, you know, kind of brings you back to what's really, really important, you know, and you know, some of you feel, you get spoken to back. God talks to you back. God's never spoken to me back. But then again, you know, realize, you know, when I pray, I kind of do a lot of talking, and I don't think I shut up long enough to hear anything back, but that's okay. That's okay. He doesn't need to answer me. All I need to know is that, you know, he's heard me, and I know he's listened because I've been blessed, thank God. But you know, many of you are concerned about Obamacare and concerned that insurance isn't going to cover a lot of things, and so you're looking for other ways to treat. And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not joking. I mean, it is a concern. You know, I mean, prayer it's free. You know. It is, right? I mean, that's something that, you know, if Obamacare will not cover your testosterone replacement, et cetera, you know, that is something you could turn to. But I just don't want people to underestimate how doctors feel about you having spirituality or a faith. Now, that Philadelphia couple, which is, I think, what prompted some of the emails in the last 24 hours on this, the Philadelphia couple who is now being charged after their second child has died because they used prayer instead of medicine, all right, instead of treating the patient, and this is the second child that has died because they refused to take the child to a doctor. After the first child died, they were put on probation, 10 years probation. Now that a second child has died, we'll see what happens. And so, you know, I know whenever we see stories like this, you start to, you know, look at blogs and articles and, you know, statements by people, you know, suggesting that, you know, people of faith could be putting too much faith into their faith. No, I mean, using medicine as an adjunct with your faith, I think, is absolutely fine. And as a family doctor, I would probably say most of my patients that I see are, you know, somehow incorporating that. And I mean, you could have a faith and a spirituality and still be an atheist. You know, I mean, you know, if somebody doesn't believe in God, that still doesn't mean that they lack. Boy, am I using the double negatives this week or what? Still doesn't mean that they lack, you know, a spirituality. You know, so, you know, many of my atheist patients, they still, you know, they, you know, understand the Ten Commandments. They still follow them. Maybe they don't say they're following the Ten Commandments, but they usually avoid killing. You know, they usually honor thy mother and father. You know, they usually don't adulterate. They don't covet thy neighbors. Well, they sure don't covet what us doctors have, especially with, you know, what's going on with healthcare. You know, listen, I have to transition Obamacare into every talk, okay? Now, did you notice when we had the squeezing testicle story yesterday, I didn't mention Obamacare once, okay? But I still have to sprinkle it in. You know, this is a radio medical talk show. How can you not? All right, so, yes, there have been studies looking at pain, looking at lowering blood pressure, looking at heart rate, people doing better post-surgery, pain-wise. So I'm a huge fan. Absolutely, all the power to you. You know, just because they talk about pharmaceuticals a lot, and I really dig, you know, the statin medications, and I love lowering people's blood sugar with the use of medications, right? You know, I'm a huge fan of... the IUD, right? You know, and birth control, not free birth control, but I'm a huge fan of that. All right. So I like the pharmaceuticals. I do. Okay. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, that's what I learned. That's, you know, kind of what's in the doctor bag, but that's not all we do. Okay. I think healing a patient, the credit for healing a patient is much more beyond the pill. Understand? It's the patient. It's God, it's whoever, it's the family members. All right, I can't tell you how many times we give credit to family members for getting people out of their funk or treating their diabetes, etc. You know, you think my father wanted to take his medication? If it wasn't for my mom, he wouldn't have taken his medication. Please, please. You know? You know, I know some of you are on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you had an experience? Have you had an example of or shall we say, you know, some evidence to you where, let's say, a medicine wasn't working. I tell you about this case. It just blew my mind. We had a patient who broke a couple ribs. She had fallen, broken a couple ribs. You know, we had wanted to start her on some, you know, osteoporosis medicine, but it's nothing that's going to heal the ribs, you know, time. You know, heals the ribs and, you know, but, you know, she was in a lot of pain. So, you know, she was taking medication, et cetera. And then she goes to church one day. The pastor does some sort of faith healing type prayer, lays his hands on her, other people in the congregation. She walks in. This is like a 60-some-year-old woman. I mean, I'm skipping and jumping, going, look at this, look at me. And she's moving around and dancing. Not taking any of the pain. She didn't take any pain medicine. I believe it. I've seen it. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got John calling from Connecticut. Hey, John, what's going on?
Not too much. How are you doing, Dr. Dahlia?
Great.
First time listening. Curious about ringing in the ears.
Mm-hmm.
Causes of it, other than sound. Taking blood pressure pills, cholesterol pills, blood sugar pills, vitamins, all that other crap. I called my doctor after and he said he doesn't think it's any of the pills that I take. And he's talking about referring me to an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Exactly. You know, a lot of times we don't know why it happens, but we think it's something that has to do with your inner ear and, you know, some of the little tiny hairs in the inner ear that move in relation to sound waves. And then you got the, you know, when you go from the inner ear and the cochlea, then you got your auditory nerve to the brain. And if you have anything that's a little bit off with that, you could have ringing in the ears. But the reason why it's ringing, it's not because of a sound. It's your brain is trying to make sense of what it is. And then you get this, sometimes it could sound like a chirp, like a cricket chirp. And it's extremely overbearing sometimes. But usually, I think the most common cause is as you start to have hearing loss as you age. I notice as we start to lose our hearing, I start to lose some of my hearing in my 20s because, again, it was all the Def Leppard and rock music I listened to. But loud music, hearing loss, sometimes changes in the bones, that could start to cause it. Now, of course, there's also like, you know, let's say you had head trauma, et cetera. How old are you?
44.
How old?
44.
Oh, 34. I'm sorry. You see, I'm hard of hearing. I wasn't joking. Hard to discriminate sounds. 34, you're kind of young. So what we usually do, so I doubt it's like, you know, arteriosclerosis. I mean, you know, people that have clogged heart arteries when they're older will also see that their ear hearing doesn't do that well, high blood pressure, et cetera. Medications, though, I like the fact that you asked your doctor about medications because some medications can. Can I ask you what medications you're on?
They all seem to start around the time they put me on, I think it's levothyroxine for hypothyroid.
Uh-huh.
Slow thyroid.
Okay.
It all needs to start around that point.
Okay. I mean, we know aspirin has been linked to it. We know certain antidepressants, certain antibiotics. I haven't had a case.
Antibiotics. Huh? I don't take antidepressants. I don't take antibiotics.
Yeah.
I take a baby aspirin every day.
Okay. So what I would probably recommend then is go ahead, see the ear doctor, the ear, nose, and throat doctor. You know, bring in any medications you used to be on. The fact that it all started around the thyroid medicine is crucial. And I'll let you hang up now, but I want to finish this topic when I come back from break. Don't go away, guys.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you do visit my website at drdahlia.com, make sure to sign into our guest book. I always like to hear where you guys are listening from and why you choose to listen to us. Why aren't you at work? No, I'm glad you are listening to us. Thank you. Really quickly here, I know some of you are on the phone lines. Many of you guys do suffer from tinnitus, and our previous caller had asked about that, and John, I believe, from Connecticut, and you know, I don't want to quickly rush through it because we've got so much else to talk about, so I promise I'll revisit the topic. But with this tinnitus and ringing in the ear where you could have some inner ear damage, maybe from age-related hearing loss or from medications or maybe wax buildup, a conductive issue, you know, we talked about medications like high blood pressure medications are a lot of times a culprit, or head trauma. It's extremely important to get your ears checked out because, you know, for those of you that suffer from tinnitus, I mean, really severe tinnitus, you can't sleep. You can't, I mean, it drives you crazy having that ringing or chirping in your ears. So always make sure you get your ears checked. Some of you had asked me about tumors, like from cell phones causing it. The study that came out a while back regarding an acoustic neuroma may be linked to cell phone use, where it's a tumor that grows around the acoustic nerve. Very rare, but it could be a cause. So sometimes we do scan the head. But I got to tell you, tinnitus is so common that it's mostly not caused by something like a tumor. It's caused by the other things we talked about. Of course, in the meantime, while you're waiting to go and see the ear, nose, and throat doctor, we always recommend avoiding caffeine, cutting back on the caffeine, trying to make sure you get good sleep. We don't know much about zinc and ginkgo biloba, but it has been discussed as possible treatments. I know a lot of doctors will throw you on some Valium in the meantime. I sometimes like to use Nasonex. It's a nasal steroid spray that when you spray in your nose, it gets back behind the ear through the eustachian tube, decreases the pressure gradient. That sometimes helps my patients' tinnitus. I came up with that and it seems to work for some people. So I hope that helps. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James on the line. Hey, James, buddy, what's going on?
I got a couple of things. One, with my left arm, I am getting a little bit of a, it's not tingling or anything like that, but every once in a while it feels like there's like a little dull sharpness or like little pin pricks in some of the muscles, like behind my elbow, in my forearm. It's just like a little, it's not like a spasm or anything, but it's just like, you know, somebody will stick me with a pin real quick or, you know, that type of thing. And I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Yeah,
I don't
me
know
neither.
If it's a
me neither. Next question. I'm joking.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. You could be, you know, James, I love it. You call in every day. I love it. You know, I and our call screener never has a problem with you because you're so nice. But, you know, sometimes I have to be suspicious, James, that you don't have a doctor. So you call every day asking about a different body part. And then hopefully after 365 days, we got your complete physical done. But I know you're a truck driver. And God bless you for doing it. And your left arm is probably the arm that's sticking out the window, right? Don't you guys kind of stick your arm out the window, right? You know, singing some Kenny Log or, you know, Kenny Rogers. I do when I drive a truck. So I'm guessing you're having a little bit of ulnar neuritis or some sort of neuritis or epicondylitis. You're having something with an itis. So get it checked out before you die. I'm joking. You're not going to die. All right. What was the other thing?
The other thing was is your topic of atheism. I don't understand that because just about everybody, or most anybody, in a moment of passion, says, "Oh God, isn't that a confession to believing?"
You know, I think I mean it. You know, it's. I don't, I mean, here's the thing. I think, I do, you know, I've talked to some atheists and I go, okay, is it, if you don't believe in God, do you believe in, you know, some believe in Mother Nature, so, you know, like some people will still call a boat a she, you know what I mean? And so I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some people, they don't think they believe in something and they do. It's, I don't know. But you do bring up a very interesting point.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, James. Okay, go get that elbow looked at. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Travis. Ooh, Travis is calling from Las Vegas, my hometown. Hey, Travis, baby, what's going on?
How are you doing this morning, Dr. Dolly?
Not too shabby. How's traffic where you're at?
No, I'm on the cell phone, so yeah, it's moving. It's okay. I'll be all right for work.
Awesome. Good. What's going on?
I used to be on a regular, quote-unquote, body schedule. When I wake up in the morning and go first thing, no problem, and then when I come home from work, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I had a sensitive stomach where I'm not eating a couple of spicy things or some, you know, go back to what normal diet was, but now I'm not back being regular, and so I'm inquiring how I can get back to that normal schedule so that I can get my body back to what was working for me and making my bowels happy.
Okay, all right. Now, the phone was cutting in and out. So you're talking about, like, the stool, or you're talking about sleep?
Stool, about okay. BM.
Great. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, no, you could call poop. Yeah, in radio, we're allowed to do that. You know, can I ask, do you go roughly every day?
Generally between 5 and 5:30 in the morning. So, yes, I am regular twice a day. It's lately it seems like it has not been as, like, within a couple of hours outside of that window. And I'm just trying to keep within that that time frame.
Okay, one thing that I suggest to patients is taking some Metamucil the night before. A lot of us, we just don't have time to go to the bathroom before we rush off to work. And sometimes the stress of rushing off to work, we used to handle. I mean, I remember when I was younger, I could poop at a moment's notice. It was a piece of cake. Now, I have to basically put it on my calendar, and my smartphone has to give me an alarm. I mean, it's a big choreographing a Broadway musical. So my recommendation is if you want to try to get back to where you could do your business before you go to work or after you go to work because you have the type of work where you can't stop and poop. Me, luckily, I do radio, so I'll just put you all on hold and go and do what I need to do. But for the most part, you guys don't have that luxury. So I would probably try some Metamucil the night before. But I would also experiment with some of these dried fruits. All right? There's going to be something that has a certain poop time to it. It's not a very scientific term, but let's say dried apricots. You eat some dried apricots and you notice 4 hours from then you got to poop, or 8 hours from then you got to poop. That's a great thing to eat as a snack before you go to bed. So I definitely recommend going to the raisins, the dried apricots, dried prunes. If you could tolerate prune juice, maybe drink some prune juice before you go to bed. But a lot of my patients, they'll take some Metamucil. They don't have to do it every day for the rest of their life, but just to get them back into that habit. Also, you got to make sure that you don't have anything stressing you in the morning. If you feel rushed, I would say wake up a half hour earlier just so you don't feel rushed when you have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Good luck with that. All right. Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Damn, I should have asked Travis about any of the speed traps today. Damn. Yeah, because I'm going to have to rush to work after the show, and I always get caught in the speed traps. All right. So anybody else listening from Vegas, don't forget to call and let me know where the speed traps are. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Talking about hearing and sound, Don has that clip for us of Alexander Graham Bell's first recording. Some of you have already heard this on the wax disc from 1885, but I think we got a sample of that recording. Don, you want to play real quick? I think he says, "Hear my voice, Alexander Graham Bell." Oh, it's playing an ad. Okay, so we'll have it ready for you guys after the break. Alexander Graham Bell, basically the inventor. He was kind of in competition with Thomas Edison, but he gets the credit for telephone and then later Bell telephone. So we got a recording of his voice, and then we got to talk about more medical news. So please don't go away. Very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm a huge history buff. I love anything that's scientific in nature and medical in nature with history and stuff. And so I guess throughout the news today, they've been giving us this audio recording from Alexander Graham Bell, which is a piece of his voice identified for the first time that was on a wax disc from 1885. In it, it's hard to understand and discern, but he says, "Hear my voice, Alexander Graham Bell." And it's repeated a couple times. So here we go. He just said Alexander Graham Bell. We'll do it again.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I know that. Like, you know, look, Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone. I mean, again, his being able to design and record and figure out how to transmit sounds. That's only a drop in the bucket of some of the things that he has been credited to pre-inventing. From what we understand, he had lost a son to a respiratory illness, and so he had come up with a device that would actually precurse the iron lung used in the 1950s to help polio victims when they were paralyzed to breathe. Apparently, Alexander Graham Bell designed a vacuum jacket, a metal vacuum jacket that would help facilitate breathing. He also had done a photophone. Photophone was an invention after the telephone, which it enabled sound to be transmitted on a beam of light. I guess he did this with his assistant Tainter, and I guess he used like a selenium crystal and a mirror that would vibrate in response to sound. He was able to send a photophone message over 200 yards from one building to another, and this, we believe, preceded some of the laser and fiber optic communication systems that we use today. So, pretty cool stuff. Pretty brilliant man, only 29 years old when he invented the telephone, and so that was a sound of his voice. I think that stuff is cool. All right, now what's not cool is what you know, some of our technology can do today and can give us today. Like, for example, Anthony Weiner photos. And news broke last night that Anthony Weiner, in an interview, says the pictures that you've seen are probably not all of them. All right. Apparently, in an interview with NBC4, the former Democratic representative Anthony Weiner, who is 47 years old, says that although he had publicly admitted to sending lewd photos right over Twitter, okay, women who he had been involved with online had come forward, etc. From what we understand, he said he did it with multiple people. These things were wrong, inappropriate, but from what we understand, not all the pictures have surfaced, which means we may unfortunately see more pictures soon. I really, really hope he didn't tell us that. I mean, I'm on Twitter now more than I used to be, and I don't want to accidentally see any tidy whities that could be, you know, stuffed with tube socks or whatever he did with them. So I just want to kind of prepare you. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this study is interesting, okay? There's a study that was done here in the U.S. by Chicago neurologist Dr. Alan Hirsch, and he believes that a sneeze could tell us a lot about our personalities. He says a loud, explosive sneeze is likely to come from an outgoing, demonstrative person, while somebody who is shy, tries to hold back, will have a stifled Minnie Mouse-style sneeze. We all knew that. That's really not any... I mean, when I sneeze, it is loud. Y'all could hear it, you know, in New Jersey when I'm sneezing over here in the West. But, you know, the quiet girl likes, like, achoo! Like, even quieter than that, like, achoo! I'm like, really? That was a sneeze, really? But, you know, it's interesting. I got, you know, boy dogs, boy cats, girl cats. The boy animals sneeze a lot louder than the girls. The girls very, very lightly sneeze. Sometimes, though, the girls fart when they sneeze. The girl kitty cats, I'm like, really, please, come on. I'd rather you do a loud sneeze and get all the air out in one way. Don't try to act all dainty because then the air comes out the other way. Now, sneezing, you understand, is a reflex action, okay? Things get into your body, germs, pollen, dust, etc., gets into your respiratory system. So the brain picks this up because you get a signal from the lining, and then it triggers a big, deep breath. You start to build up pressure, and then, boop! Tongue gets pushed against the roof of the mouth, breath rushes out the nose, and then you go, achoo, right? Right, it happens. From what I understand, you can't sneeze when your eyes are open. Your eyes have to close. Sneezes travel, according to Daily Mail, 100 miles an hour. And one sneeze adds another 100,000 germs into the surrounding atmosphere. Is that interesting? Yeah, and you don't really sneeze while you sleep. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody sneezing while they sleep. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. You know, why? All right. Now, they say the most common or the most sneezing animal in the world, it's not the humans. It's not your kitty cat. It's not your German Shepherd. It's the iguana. I guess there's people out there that make money studying this stuff, people. Yep, the iguana is the most sneezing animal. Now, the record of the longest sneezing attack was held by Donna Griffiths. She was 12 years old. She sneezed. She was in Worcester. She sneezed for over 977 days between January 1981 and September 1983. Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. So anyway, there's certain sneezing styles. See, me, I mean, if I have to keep it quiet, I can keep quiet. I got control over my sneeze. I hate the people that hold their sneeze in and the air pressure tries to go out the ears. I get really nervous about the barotrauma, you know, and I'm like, oh no, just sneeze. You know, just, you know, I don't care if you ruin the movie, just sneeze. So never, never hold the sneeze in. All right, now, more news today. They say a soda a day will not keep the insulin away because it does increase diabetes risk. Just one can of soda, not diet soda, but sugary soda. Although, remember last year we talked about how diet soda was linked to diabetes as well? We think it screws up the pancreas or something. So a sugary soda, it screws up is a medical term. Listen, listen, I don't have to know the whole cellular mechanism and explain it. Okay, just something is kooky, something screws up. I mean, it's not rocket science. Anyway, with the sugar, a single 12-ounce sugary drink can increase your risk of diabetes by up to 22%. So they looked at 28,000 people across 8 European countries and figured this out. But they don't see fruit juice or nectar consumption linked to diabetes. So, you know, is it the added sugar? Is it the high fructose corn syrup? Is there something with the carbonic acid, the carbonation? You know, I think soda is one of these foods that shouldn't really be considered food. We talked about how if you keep your calories under 1,000, but you're eating, but you're drinking soda as a 200-calorie stint, let's say, no, you're going to gain weight, whereas if that 200 calories was a salad, you won't. There's something to sodas that I think do cause, whether it be hormonal changes, destruction of the pancreas, crazy. I see calls coming in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be coming up on a quick break, and then I want to get to your phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, by the way, I know some of you guys only get to listen to an hour of the show. We play 3 hours, so still, stay on the lines. We answer your questions. And then if you want to hear your voice, we'll email you which hour it played. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.